the Federal Reserve is tapering back on its COVID-19 stimulus measures to rein in inflation in an overheating economy. Tim Shelley speaks with Bradley University economics professor Colin Corbett about how long higher prices might linger.
They're definitely trying to stop sort of juicing the economy quite as much as they had been, but tapering is different from actually sort of putting on the brakes. So for the past year and a half or whatever, the Fed has been purchasing treasury bonds and real estate assets, which means that they are sort of taking these bonds into their portfolio and then giving out cash in return. And so they are effectively sort of increasing the money supply. And they've sort of had a plan for doing this, how much every month in these assets that they're going to purchase and thus increase the money supply. And so just recently they announced that they're going to sort of taper off these asset purchases over the next 10-ish months, which will lead to a slower increasing money supply and hopefully thus less inflation.
Because the inflation is something we see right now with a lot of things. The gas, we talked about cars a little bit. It's just, it seems like everything is so much more expensive.
Yeah, and so there's two competing schools of thought on that. Some people think that this is sort of pure transitory inflation. The main thing that's causing it is supply disruptions due to the pandemic. So, and somewhat non-pandemic things like the chip shortage, which isn't just from the pandemic, but at least partially so. And also gas prices are determined by global energy markets. And so energy prices, not just gasoline, are much higher all over the world. So there's very little that the Fed can do to affect energy prices. And there's very little that they can immediately do to, say, increase car production or increase port throughput, which is another issue. If we just have these sort of supply chain bottlenecks and constraints, if that's the only cause of inflation, then there's not a whole lot that the Fed can do about that. And many economists believe that, again, the primary causes of inflation are these supply chain kinks and bottlenecks.
So this move by the Fed is not going to perhaps solve all the problems overnight.
Right. It's not going to bring down gas prices. That's just not within the power of the Fed. But on the other side, there are some economists who believe that what we're seeing is actually demand-driven inflation. And that just people have too much money and they're buying too many things and straining not just sort of these specific supply chain bottlenecks, but our sort of entire supply chain. So we're seeing like overall labor shortages, and we're seeing sort of factories running at capacity and even being strained there. So if that is the cause of inflation, if there's just too much money floating around that people have to spend, then yes, this Fed tapering and other policies that the Fed could eventually use, those would have a potentially greater effect on inflation.
Is that what we're seeing with housing right now? We've seen the housing prices. We've seen people get in the bidding wars over houses almost, where they're going way past their standard market rate.
Yeah. So housing is one of the sort of areas that the Fed can influence the most because demand for housing is very much dependent on interest rates. So if people can get a good deal on a mortgage, they're significantly more likely to try to purchase a house. Whereas if interest rates go back up, then buying a house becomes a lot less attractive. One curious thing about housing is in terms of it affecting inflation, housing prices don't directly influence inflation. What they use is so-called imputed or occupied imputed rent. So it's like, how much would you have to pay to rent your house if you were renting it? Which is certainly related to housing prices, but not sort of directly correlated with them. And so we see when we see housing prices shooting up, but rental rates not shooting up quite as fast, then inflation isn't affected quite as much. Just like we, so because the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is the people who publish the inflation numbers, they regard housing prices as an investment rather than a consumption good. So they don't look at stock prices. They don't look at sort of like heavy factory machinery and part of their consumer price index.
Yeah.
So fun little aside. But.
When we talk about the interest rates for a second, I mean, they've been held like near zero basically for this whole pandemic, which induces right. people go spend it because you're not going to make any money saving it.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and that especially means that people are more likely to make big purchases that are dependent on interest rates. So things like cars and houses, also potentially like appliances or like home improvement projects, all of those things that are dependent on interest rates, yeah, we've seen demand for those shoot up. And so if interest rates were to go back up, then yes, we would expect demand for, again, those big things like housing and cars and appliances to come back down. For other things, though, like gasoline and vegetables and sort of just consumer goods, those are clearly not quite as affected by...
I know it's generally a topic that many people look at and they're like, this is incredibly difficult to understand, and
yeah.
It is.
So I guess as one... sort of personal bit of advice, inflation has not been, inflation has been concentrated in a few specific areas, and you can potentially change your purchasing habits in order to avoid inflation. So don't buy a car now. Wait, and it's, if you can wait to buy a car, you can wait until prices stabilize.
Change your habits, basically.
And that is sort of the whole point of prices.
Yeah.
Prices are a signal about what goods are scarce right now, or what goods and services are scarce right now, and what aren't. And so allow your habits to be changed by prices.
That's Bradley University economics professor Colin Corbett speaking with Tim Shelley about rising prices linked to inflation.